Pretty Twisted by Gina Blaxill.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Gina Blaxill lives in London. She has an English degree from Cambridge University and now works in schools liaison, helping teenagers puzzle out the mysteries of higher education. Between the ages of 11 and 15, she wrote an epic 36-part story featuring over 1,000 characters. She still remembers most of their names. Pretty Twisted is Gina's first novel for young adults. To my wonderful parents, Sheila and David, and to the memory of Rudy Everton Starr.
Jonathan, Sunday the 26th of October, 10:45 a.m. We were shown into the police station waiting room. Mum and Dad sat down, but I stayed on my feet. Apart from being worried, I was angry at myself. Freya had been missing since Saturday the 18th, a whole 8 days, yet stupid me had delayed reporting it for a week, thinking I could play a detective. What an idiot I'd been. This wasn't about us anymore. If Freya had been abducted, a day could make all the difference, and if she ended up dead, it would be my fault. I glanced at my parents, wondering how they were managing to stay calm. For a moment, I imagined how we must appear to someone walking into the room. Dad, broad-shouldered, bearded, obviously an outdoors type, dressed in jeans, sweater, and peaked cap that had all seen better days. He wouldn't have looked out of place in a farmyard. Mum, older than most mothers of teenagers, neatly but plainly dressed.